Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grunder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grunder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Filling in today for Marty Grunder is me, the Grow Group's content and event manager, Emily Lindley.
I'm excited to be back for another episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel. Today, we're going to be talking about email marketing. So email marketing is one of those tactics that we use and we really like at The Grow Group. It is a way for us to keep in touch with our clients and provide, you know, education that's of value to them. One of the big things that we do is our weekly Great Idea email, which goes out every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Marty has been doing this weekly Great Idea email since way before I joined the company, so he gets credit for the great idea. But we send that out every Sunday. It provides value. It's in your inbox. It's completely free. If you're a landscape pro listening to this episode of The Grow Show, I'd highly encourage you to make sure you're subscribed to get that from us, because it really is about providing value, and it's always something that we feel like can help with your business. But we've done this email marketing thing for The Grow Group for a very long time, and we were looking at Grunder Landscaping and kind of figuring it out, and we've long time struggled with how to figure out something similar, some sort of similar email marketing campaign that works for Grunder Landscaping. Because here's the thing that makes the Grow Group's email campaign so great is that they're providing value for our clients. We know we're helping them when they read it, and we wanted to do the same thing for Grunder Landscaping. But what does that look like, right? What do our clients need from us that we can provide to them informationally that might be providing value to them? And that's kind of a good place to start when we talk about the journey that email marketing has taken at Grunder Landscaping. Because where we started before I took over marketing for Grunder Landscaping Company, the team was sending out a monthly newsletter. We discontinued that around 2022. And the reason we discontinued it is because it really wasn't information that we felt like was providing true value for our clients. We would feature a plant and talk about the horticultural pieces of it. We might talk about ongoing projects. We might talk about our team a little bit, but it felt very us-centered versus client-centered in the information that we were sharing. And we really decided that if we were going to continue to put time and effort into building that newsletter and sending it out each month, that it needs to be something that's going to provide value for our clients, because it's silly for us to put that together if that's not the case. So we discontinued the monthly newsletter as it was, with the idea that we could replace that with more of an overarching annual email campaign where we send out emails to our existing clients, our prospects, anybody that is on our email list, and we can kind of throughout the year serve up information that might be helpful for them, remind them that we're here and we can provide solutions to problems they might be seeing seasonally, etc. So that's where we started. We were sending out topical emails as needed, and then we were creating those emails as needed year over year. And then each year, basically what we do is we dust off the ones we have from the year before, we update them for the current year if there's any updating that's needed, and then we continue adding to it. Each year, our library, if you will, of emails gets larger and larger. And we know that we're a very seasonal business for the landscaping company. So year over year, a lot of the times the things we're communicating are the same at that time of year. So that's where we started and what the goal was for our email marketing, to give you an idea of kind of the background of it. So we did start using Marketing Pro through Aspire. Grunder Landscaping Company is an Aspire user. They have an email marketing platform that is an optional add-on to their system called Marketing Pro. So that's what we use to send out the emails. We started using that, I believe, in early 2024. We started actually sending out emails through Marketing Pro. And I'm going to be honest with you. When we first started it, we really didn't think the emails were working for us. We saw pretty high unsubscribe rates. We saw pretty mediocre open rates. Our open rates were meh. We just really felt like, were people even reading this? Again, was it worth the effort? Now, the thing with email marketing that I like is the only cost involved is going to be the platform that you're using to send the emails, which if you're sending any emails at all, you need the platform. So that's a sunk cost, not a variable cost. And then on top of that, your time. So the team's time to create the emails, any of my time wrapped up in writing it, et cetera. But that's going to be a lot less expensive than something like a postcard mailing where we still have the time involved in writing the copy, getting it designed, getting it to the printer and the management of that. But you also have all the printing costs, the postage costs, et cetera, on the other end. That's just going to make that a much more expensive campaign than an email marketing campaign would. We love the idea of email marketing. We just were kind of trying to figure out how to make it actually work for us and how to make it actually prove an ROI, a return on investment, and then a return on our time involved in it. So all that to say, the stats were not great to start. Now, after we got through a little bit of, I guess it's the opposite of a honeymoon period, right? You get through the first few email sends, and we had kind of taken a break from sending emails in the in-between stage between when our monthly newsletter ended and when we were sending things out on Marketing Pro. So I think what happened was people just weren't used to hearing from us. So we saw kind of a spike in unsubscribes at the start once we started reaching out to them with more consistency again. Once we kind of got into a rhythm, those really did flatline. We saw them kind of normalize. I'm not going to tell you that we still have no unsubscribes after that. That wouldn't be true. But we saw them at more normal numbers, right? More maybe a couple for each email send versus the larger numbers we were seeing early on. So that regulated. Everything was looking better. And then what really kind of put us into the bucket of deciding that email marketing was working for us, we had multiple clients reference the emails to our leadership team and to salespeople and talk about them as they're talking about what they want done on their property. So we realized that they were reading it. They maybe weren't clicking and taking action on that email itself. But this kind of goes back to, and if you've heard some of my other episodes or read anything here, I've talked before about how, you know, marketing is a science, but it's also an art. We rely on our clients at GLC to tell us how they heard about us. We ask them, how did you hear about us? That's how we're currently tracking what's working for us on our sales tracker. That's not a perfect science. You can't expect somebody to say, oh, I got a postcard in the mail and that's why I'm calling you, and that be 100% the full story. The same thing goes for if they say, oh, I see your trucks in the neighborhood. Maybe they see your trucks in the neighborhood all the time, but then they had reached out a couple of years ago about a project. They decided not to go forward with it. Now they've gotten an email in their inbox talking about drainage solutions, and then they call you for a drainage solution, but they tell you that they've seen your trucks in the neighborhood and that's why they're reaching out. So that's where you kind of have to look at the numbers and dive a little bit deeper into it before you decide something's working or not working on the marketing front. And I think that's important here as well. And something that we had to give the emails time to prove themselves before we could call it a win. But now this year that we're in, you know, another year of doing it more consistently, we really have seen success for it. We have revenue that we can attribute to those emails going out, and that's great. And it's really helped us too when we know we have holes in our schedule for very specific types of work, and helps us to drum up more of that. So now I'm going to take us into one, how we make the emails work for us. So we use Marketing Pro through Aspire to send these, as I talked about. This means that we can pretty easily send our emails to an up-to-date list of clients, prospects, et cetera. We are using Aspire as our CRM. I know there are some companies, this is a question we get a lot at our field trips, at Grunder Landscaping field trips, which are in Dayton, Ohio this fall. Would love to see you there if you have time in your calendar. But it's a question we get a lot there is, what are you using for a CRM? We don't have a separate CRM. We use Aspire. So all of the clients are going to be up to date in Aspire. Then we can use Marketing Pro to build that list. We can also view and track performance in Marketing Pro. The things I watch are open rate, click rate, and unsubscribe rate. Now, I have some caveats there. The open rate's pretty standard. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's what percentage of people who were sent the email open it. You want to see that pretty high, but I wouldn't worry about it if it's too low. It just kind of depends on your list size. And then click rate. The click rate, the caveat here, do you have something for them to click on and something that is appealing for them to click on? Sometimes you might be sending an email that's more informational in nature. You might be telling them they could call your office if they have something, et cetera. If there's not a clear call to action, you can't expect to see a high click rate, and that's normal, and that's okay. Now, a lot of marketers would tell you that you should always have a clear call to action. And I can't argue with that, but I will tell you that in practice, some things just don't translate well to a clear call to action. So try to add that clear call to action because it's going to help your click rate and you can kind of measure that better. But if your call to action is something like, ask your salesperson for this and you're sending it to the whole group who might have different salespeople assigned to them, that's going to see different results than check out pictures of a job like yours with the link there. So those are just going to be different. So the click rate, you have to kind of use your brain when you look at it. If it's really low, but there wasn't really a clear thing that you would want people to click on, it's okay that that number is low. And then unsubscribes, like I talked about, you want to see those low. It's really disheartening when you see them high because it means that people aren't finding value in your content enough that they are asking you to stop contacting them. But like I said, our unsubscribes were higher at the start. And then as people got used to hearing from us, they did taper off and they're normal. So those are the three numbers I watch just to make sure that, you know, we're not putting out something that's completely irrelevant to our clients. And if we do miss the mark on something, that we're catching it so we don't repeat the mistake. The second thing we do to make emails work for us and make them as simple as we possibly can to send out is we use a standard template. So we keep the layout simple. It's the same each time we send something with just changes to the copy and the pictures so that people recognize it and you have that trust and familiarity and it goes with our brand and they open the email and it's clear that it came from us. It's clear that it's not spam or somebody impersonating Grendel Landscaping Company reaching out to them. These are all things that are important, especially with email marketing and just the abundance of spam emails that people get. Having that standard template is really going to just build trust without you having to do a lot of work for it. It's going to be kind of underlying there and just reinforcing that you are who you say you are. So I think that's very important. It also does make it easier. You're not starting from scratch, editing it each time. You can clone the email, change out the subject, the copy, the text, the images, et cetera, but you're not starting over and reformatting and rebuilding the email each time. The third thing we do to make emails work from us is we do use them sparingly. Oversending can result in higher unsubscribes. We don't want that. We also want to make sure that if we're emailing people, if we're going to be in their inbox, we're providing something of value. That's always the filter I run through all of this is why does the client care? How can we help them with a problem they might be seeing there? And what can we do to make their lives better? I think if you can answer those three things, then it's worth the email send. If you're struggling with that, then maybe it's not worth it. Maybe that email shouldn't be sent. So next thing I want to talk about is what we send emails about and what we've seen specifically success with for our email marketing. So the first thing that we have really great success with are smaller upsell type things. These are things, a lot of them truthfully come from our lawn care operation and our lawn care services, because we have some of those lower cost options there that can provide a solution to people that they might be seeing, but it's not going to be a lot of money. And it's going to be pretty simple for us to implement it. And we might even be able to get out on their property the next week and take care of it for them. So a great example of this, mosquito fogging and pest control. We do tend to send out a mosquito email, a reminder that, hey, we do offer this service. We can come fog for mosquitoes if they're bothering you right around the time of year when the mosquitoes start coming out. So I'm recording this in May. You might see it a little bit later, but by the time the team gets done editing these, but usually it's in May. We've had a little bit of a cooler spring this year in Ohio, so that might go later into the summer, but we're wanting to send that out when it's timely, when maybe they've gotten a lot of mosquito bites in the yard the week before and our team can help. We also know before we send this, and this is important, we know that we have the capacity to do the service that we're sending an email out. We don't send out an email saying, hey, we can do mosquito fogging if we don't have a tech who can do mosquito fogging. And by the time we get somebody out there, the season's already going to be, you know, passed. Important to keep in mind your capacity when you're planning out what to send out your emails on. Mosquito fogging, pest control, that's a good upgrade. It's usually a pretty easy sell. A lot of the times that email can pretty much sell the service. That email goes out, somebody clicks on it, they contact us, we can get a quote out right away based on the size property they have. That's usually all that's involved. Either they decide to go with the quote or they decide not to. Another example here is aeration and overseeding in the fall. That's another thing that we use emails for. Again, if we have the techs who can go out and do it at the right time of year, that's a very seasonal thing that is available. We'd like to do those in the fall because you get better results. And we talk about all these things in the emails, right? Why is it important to do this time of year? What can it do for your lawn? How can it help your lawn for next year? And also help your family enjoy more time outside. So putting it in terms that they care about. One thing I want to call out that you might notice with those two things, those are not high-priced upsells, right? They're relatively low cost, both for the client and for our team. We would never send a postcard for those two services as standalone things for that reason. We might send a postcard that advertises our lawn care and aeration and overseeding, or and mosquito fogging and pest control. But those things as like a standalone thing is not really something I would recommend sending a postcard on, just because of the expense of a postcard and the low cost and the low margins on those specific services. The ROI just is going to be really hard to get with the expense of a postcard. So it really fits well for a marketing email, and we see results from it too. So we've stuck with that for the last 2 years, and it really has worked well for us. We also have success with timely suggestions. Now, this is where we saw actually a lot of improvement in the success of these emails this year over last year. It was the same email, updated slightly, some different pictures. We went through and edited the text just to update it for this year. But year over year, we saw a lot more clients referencing this email when they reached out this year than we did the year before. Drainage solutions in our area, that was a big one. In the spring, we got so much rain. In about 5 days, we got a ton of rain. So everything was underwater. Marty's joked before that, you know, even his property had standing water on it. And he has a landscaping company. They're there all the time. If any property in Dayton, Ohio should have dried out from the rain, it's his, because they're always doing that. And he's, you know, watching for that because it's his own house. Everybody had drainage issues. We have heavy clay soils that don't drain well. The water tends to stand and sit. It's just a really common problem. So talking about the drainage issues and reminding people that, hey, if you're seeing these issues, the best time for our sales team to come look at the issue is right now. And then we can get you on the schedule and we can come out when it dries out. We can put in French drains. We can do retaining walls. We can do, if you're having erosion, we can do retaining walls. We can do dry creek beds. All these options. And we listed out specifically, these are the options and these are examples of what it looks like for the issues you might be seeing on your property and how we can help. So now that's to say, you know, some things we're just going to have standing water when it rains like that, but we can do things to help. We can keep water away from the house, et cetera. I think specifically drainage issues, when they start impacting the house, a landscaper and a landscaping company is not always your first call as a homeowner. That's not really what you think about. So reminding people that, hey, if you're seeing water in your basement, we might be able to help. You might not need to go to, you know, the full basement waterproofing option. We might be able to take care of that for you by redirecting some of the water on your property away from the house. So another thing that we've done, and this is really the case, this is what we're marketing across the board. Every tactic we're using right now is posting and promoting this specific type of work: patios and outdoor living solutions. Outdoor living, including pools, et cetera. That's where we have the biggest hole in our schedule. So you're going to see that reflected on social media, in our mailings, on our website, et cetera. Everything's kind of pointing to that type of work because it's what we need the most of for our capacity. It's also seasonal, right? This is the time of year when we are doing this type of work. So all those things kind of line up. But patios, outdoor living solutions, I like to really use before and afters for those two things, showing kind of what it looked like before and how we transformed it. I think as professionals, right, we are very visual because we have to be, right? We see a property and we know that we can make it better. Our clients don't have that expertise. Sometimes we have to paint the picture for them. Because you have more space in email than you do in some other platforms like social media or a postcard mailing, you can be more explanatory. You can show multiple different pictures of properties. You can detail out what work was done and how you got to those results for those properties. So all that to say, I think through how this medium could work for you. That's the way it works for us. So we'll continue to do email marketing and kind of keep adding to our content library, if you will, and what we send out throughout the year, because it is working for us. And I wanted to hop on this week and help you and show you what we were doing so that maybe you could implement the same thing and it might help your business before the end of the year. So best of luck as you reach for and hit your sales goals this year. And I hope to see you sometime this year at one of our events. We do have some events coming up this fall. I would especially love to see you at the Grunder Landscaping Field Trips. We have 4 of them this fall. They do tend to sell out, so make sure you grab your spot soon if you did want to join us for that. So I'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose outdoor power equipment makes our jobs easier every day. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and head to growgroupinc.com to learn more about our other offerings or to find more information to help your landscaping business. We'll talk to you next week.